Getting a little backed up right now, so let's get to this. We've been sitting on this all week. Great, great website, sound101.org.
Cool.
This is maybe, I think we talked about this yesterday. We didn't get to it. It was the website that wouldn't load.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it now. This is a great site with the most annoying sounds in the world.
Oh, excellent.
Go to this website, and you can vote on what the most annoying sound is.
Is there a wives' voice section?
Mike, there are 24 different sounds.
Okay.
Let me pull this up now. www.sound101.org, and then /vote. Here we go. Here is the first sound as you try to pick the worst sound in the world. That's the point of this website.
Are we supposed to describe this sound? I mean, are we supposed to guess what it is?
You just click on, and then you give it online.
Give it a listen?
You give it like a good, bad, awful, worst I've ever heard.
Okay.
That, as far as I can tell, may be the sound of either like sneakers on a hardwood floor or birds.
Yeah. See, I thought it sounded like wheels turning on an old rusty
squeaky
cart.
What is it, Johnny? Do we know?
To me, it sounded like basketball, too. Squeaky shoes on a hardwood floor.
All right, here's the second one. And that was annoying, but not that
I would
annoying.
Call that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. This is like our tape of Oprah taking a bath. That's funny. That's not annoying.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
We got to put that in our replay.
That's me.
That's a good one. Here's the third one.
That's a jet mine.
I love that one. I actually enjoy that sound.
What? That's a plane, Buzz.
What?
I'm one of those people that go out to the airport on weekends and watch the planes land.
I like it.
You do it like Wayne and Garth, don't you?
Lay on the hood.
Do you remember that scene?
Don't they get blown away by the jet engines?
All I remember about that scene is that would be Babraham Lincoln.
Uh-huh. And Bugs Bunny in a dress.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, that was it.
Right.
Right. Okay, here's another one. Oh, vomitosis.
I call that Friday night.
Saturday morning.
Sunday morning.
All right, that
Thursday
was that one.
Morning.
Yeah, that might be the worst one I've heard thus far.
That to me is way up there.
Agreed.
This is that woman that called the show a while ago.
The CBS legal department.
Here's the next one.
Okay, what was that?
I have no idea. This thing is scrolling by way too fast. Some of these sounds are a squeaky seesaw, a badly played violin, a whoopee cushion gone bad.
I'd love to hear that.
Humming and crackling power lines. Here's some more of these sounds.
That is just outside the main door at Hubbard Drive.
That's annoying.
That's annoying.
That's Joe Ardinger's house. That's Joe's beagle.
Except times 10, Joe's puppy barn. Joe's illegal puppy barn.
Puppy farm.
Puppy mill.
Yeah. Puppy mill.
Yeah, that's it.
Ardinger you, puppy mill.
Oh, cell phone ringing, obviously, right?
And other such sounds.
That's Robin Brad.
No, that's Hughes's office, where all the radio smarts happen.
I don't find these annoying. I feel like I'm at work with my friends when I hear these sounds.
We have a lot of these sounds
comforting,
here.
Comforting, really.
All right, let me stop it right there.
That's bad.
This is even worse than the guy upchucking.
Yeah.
Seesaw.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's bad.
That's good.
So bad.
Real bad.
Oh. Ow.
Jesus.
That's wonderful.
That's torture.
Imagine the person getting in his car right now.
Expensive stereo.
Here's the deal. God, my boss is an a-hole. Thank God it's the weekend.
What a week of work.
It's after 5. Don and Mike are on. Let me turn that on. See what they're doing.
You like that? How's that for your 5 o'clock whistle?
I do think I'm better than other people, but I'm not a jerk.
Okay.
We are stuck-up, conceited snobs, and we're not going to pretend that we're not.
Thank you, Phil. Here's the next one. Well, this is right up Buzz's alley.
Are you flying all the way to Los Angeles, or are you connecting in Chicago?
Yes, that's annoying.
One side with that stroller, please.
Anybody even have an idea what this one is?
Sounds to me like it's a big ferry boat.
Hi, Mike.
I am ferry boat.
All aboard.
Seems pleasant enough.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Ferry boat.
It's okay. It's a ferry boat. This is a ferry boat, too.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Seagulls.
Oh, seagulls. That's not too annoying.
It looks like that sounds like a phony seagull.
I mean, yeah. Really, that's not too annoying. Like I didn't mean that the way people say that's not too annoying. Yeah. I mean, that really wasn't too annoying.
Oh.
Paula Abdul.
This is way up there for me. I hate that sound.
Swallow.
See, they're overdoing it, though. You think?
I don't know. It's the sound of BA rubbing one out.
No wonder I'm around.
What is that, sandpaper or something?
I think it's walking on snow.
Okay. Oh.
Sunday, you know, when we got, well, yeah, when we went down the supermarket, you said, oh, we got to remember.
Hold on. This one is...
phony argument?
This is an argument in a soap opera.
Argument on PBS.
Sunday, you know, when we
went
down the supermarket, you said, oh, we got
to
remember this, we got
to
remember that.
And you write the old damn list.
No, I got a better title for this. Tonight. On the Spiewax.
Sunday, you know, when we go, when we went down the supermarket, you said, oh, we got to remember this, we got to remember
that.
Then we go to the supermarket.
Shut up.
All right. God damn.
Wow.
Enough of that. Was that a fart?
Well, if it was, it's ill.
Oh, a whoopee cushion.
A bad one.
Very low key on a keyboard. A
very large vibrator.
Impending doom.
Well, you could look at it that way. You could look at it that way.
Come in, William Castle.
Shut the goddamn door.
Thank you. It was the sound of Alan Linewan's wallet.
That's an annoying one.
For the children who came first in the relay race, that was Jessica.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's, yeah. That's
we can make those sounds ourselves.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, right. Okay, all right, Mike. Well, ain't that fun?
Wonder why mine's turned up the loudest.
Ain't that fun?
Now, that's back to the squeaky
CD.
You know, what we haven't heard is Nails on the Chalkboard, the classic.
We got a break for JB. We, like everything on this show, as soon as we get to something good, we'll come back to it later. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.